I would actually like to try to deliver it within a week.
Okay. Then you're lighting the fire. I respect that. I trust you.
Well,
trust Commissioner Udaly, we'll get it done.
You could have that as an aspirational goal, but have it within a month in the rules so that you don't have to be at midnight on Friday next week making a decision if you
Fair
don't
enough.
Have all the information.
If I may suggest, I have some language or technical language that we typed up as the conversation was going on for the amendment. It's not necessary.
Weren't riveted to my every comment you were typing. Great, let's hear it.
So the amendment could read, increase general fund contingency policy set aside by $125,000 for Census 2020 coordination and response, reduce general fund unrestricted contingency by $125,000 to fund this change. The Office of Community and Civic Life will provide a detailed multi-year work plan to Council. Upon acceptance, Council will increase Bureau expenses in the Office of Community and Civic Life's general fund budget by $125,000 for this purpose through a separate ordinance.
The only change, I think, needs to be to the mayor, because the mayor, we've given the mayor the proxy here.
Oh, I see.
We haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, the mayor's proposal was that he have the proxy and then shop
it. Okay, so we're basically, I'm going to take my amendment off the table.
Got it.
And it, with your approval, and accept your written language as the amendment.
So now it's coming back to council,
but not to
you.
We'd have to come back to council rather than go directly to the mayor.
No.
That's,
comes to the mayor.
That's cumbersome. We don't need to do that.
Got it.
Just give me the authority.
Okay.
And I'll work it out with the commissioner.
And with this precedent for doing this, we have done this
before.
Where we've given the mayor the authority to make the trigger.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do the rounds.
Okay.
We don't need a big
to-do
all over it. Okay, good.
Questions?
So,
second that.
I have a motion and a second. Call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment's adopted. Fish 1. Call the roll.
Udaly? Fritz.
This, in some ways, Commissioner Saltzman, I first want to acknowledge that I appreciate you sticking to an emergency unforeseen. This is somewhat unforeseen that this process has taken longer than it should be, and as was testified to, I think it is a significant equity issue to halt this process to decide what to do with the Interstate Firehouse, which is such a cultural icon in the African-American community at this time, would be very damaging to our equity efforts. Therefore, I support this. Aye.
Fish.
If I could add to that, this also could be one of our test cases under the Arts Affordability Plan. Everything is on the table in terms of how to make this a thriving center, and that includes whether it continues to be a parks property or spin off as an independent entity or operates through some other bureau assignment. We have to be creative, but this is a process launched by Commissioner Fritz. There are community members who are devoting enormous amounts of time. Without this additional resources, it stalls, and this is a liability to the Parks Bureau at a time when we've been asked to come up with a very detailed report on cost recovery. And so this is not a moment where we can afford to lose any momentum. Commissioner Fritz launched this. It was a thoughtful process. We need additional resources to conclude it. So I would ask for support. Aye.
Saltzman?
No.
Wheeler?
I believe this does fit within the parameters of the bump process, given that it is a process underway. I sort of liken it to the work we're doing with other organizations where the work is underway. But I'll concede to Commissioner Saltzman, it's just barely. But I'll vote aye. The amendment's adopted. 2, the substitute is adopted. Any further discussion, colleagues? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
This set of funding is not entirely perfect in my regard, but it's very, very much better than we often do in allocating all kinds of different things in the fall budget monitoring process. And so I appreciate, Mayor, your leadership in showing restraint for this. And I'm very glad that we're saving as much as we can in contingency to fund the things that we know are coming down the pike. Aye.
Fish?
Well, let me first compliment the interim director and her team for guiding us through this process. I have made no secret of the fact that there was at least one additional ask that I had in this process. But given the ground rules which we established and the desire for some discipline some unforeseen expenditures that we wanted to prepare for, I think overall this worked smoothly by our standards. And I'm pleased that we not only have set aside money for some unforeseen matters, we've also will live to fight another day on the additional capital contingency money. So nice job, Jessica, and I appreciate the thoughtful consideration of my colleagues. Aye.
Saltzman?
I appreciate the work everybody's been done. I do appreciate enormously the restraint that's been shown around amendments to the bump. I think we're getting there, and I know the mayor's – I think we're all sort of psychologically there that, you know, the bump process, which has no public involvement around how money is spent other than what happens the day of the vote. We have no budget committee looking at this, making recommendations to us on any of this. And it's not – and we're not offering things that, you know, arguably are not urgent and unforeseen. And that's why I think the bump should be back to the basics of urgent, unforeseen expenses, and anything else should be pushed over to the full regular budget process where we do have residents at the table with us helping us deliberate. We do have public hearings. And so we're getting there. And I'm happy to support it. Aye.
Wheeler.
I vote aye. Substitute is adopted as amended. Next item,